everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
The cattle futures market was hit hard into the close. We sold off about $2 across the board into the closing trade. May finished down 195 at 148.25. August feeder cattle down 172, 148.60. September down 177 at 147.35. Again, that really got hit in the last 30 seconds or so of trading, driving prices lower. Live cattle futures were down as well, not quite as hard, down 75 to 90 cents. Box beef at midday was up sharply in continuation of what happened yesterday. Midday box beef and choice was up $3.33 at $2.14.03. Select up $4.04 at $2.03.53. Both of those really strong movements here on the box beef. And cash markets are undeveloped at this point, but it is 124 bid, 132 ask after 128 trade last week. And the feeder cattle index is still below the May feeder cattle futures at 144.23. That was up 60 cents yesterday. The possibility of the feeder cattle being above the index is a upside limiter there. Same could be said on the upside for the live cattle. They're below the cash trade, so maybe that would help them rally. So both ways, we close lower on the cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Today's grain markets were mostly lower here. We had corn down 2 to 3 cents, beans down 4 to 5, and then the wheat's down 2 to 6 cents. Yesterday's report seemed to be lingering as people tried to interpret all the good and bad information. But it mostly comes down to what happened in soybeans. They lowered the ending stocks for next year down to 305 million bushels. That's a little bit less than 10% of a crop. At this point, if we have any sort of a weather scare or weather issues, we could run out of beans, you know, as they say, as that ending stocks gets lower. So there are some reasons for concern on the supply side, and that's what the big rally was yesterday. Also, some talk of the possibility of the little less than 30 million acres left to plant on corn, if any of those will get switched to beans. The ratio of new crop beans to new crop corn is at a level that if you can still do it at this point in the game, it may happen. So not likely, but that is a possibility, and that could cause some increase in corn prices if it does. And tomorrow morning, we've got exports, corn 900 to 1.2 million expected, wheat 350 to 450, and beans 200 to 350. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.